when we prepared the 2015 budget, we allocated a certain number of dollars for the snow removal or snow emergency systems. So at this point, we're still within our budget, and depending on what these numbers come in at this week, we should be, I'm going to guesstimate about 50% of the dollars that will have been used.
If you get another big snowstorm or two or three, do you think that budget will last you into the spring?
It depends on what time they actually come. You know, when I say time, is it, you know, when we talk about storms, we look at the three things. We look at the temperature, you know, we look at the timing of it, and the traffic that it creates. If it's a soft, fluffy snow, I would say probably we would, because it allows us to push the snow back. If the snow that we currently have hasn't receded at all, and it requires that we do snow removal, that will add some additional cost. So there's a lot of variables to take into consideration.
I notice you're engaging in something called zone-based code enforcement. What is zone-based code enforcement?
Zone-based code enforcement deals with assigning a individual code in person to a specific geographic area. The city of Troy, with sitting down with the city engineer and looking at the number of calls that we have split the city into five zones. And what will happen now, each code officer will be responsible for that basic zone. So they'll be doing all of the various code work. And what we figure that will happen there, it's going to help us with a couple of things. Number one, it's going to create that continued site for the people to have that improved community relations as a result. We figure the efficiency, it improves our efficiency of our personnel. And ultimately, it may also increase the revenue to the city, resulting from the improved efficiencies. In the past, what would happen, we might have an employee who was doing an inspection down the lower part of Troy, in the south end. And he has his next appointment would be up in the north end. So you're taking time, the use of the vehicle, the gasoline to get from point A to point B. With this, that individual would stay right in his own geographical area.
What about the ticket amnesty? You're offering an amnesty, I believe, for parking tickets in the city. How much money do you think is outstanding, and how much could you bring into the budget?
Well, we're projecting that in terms of the budget, we're looking to create some additional monies and a ticket amnesty program. The city had done that, they saw, when I say significant, you know, $50,000, $60,000 possibly came in. So what we're doing now is we're aging our tickets to find out exactly how much that would generate. If everyone paid, then you're going to take your percent of uncollectibles from that, and that would give us a more realistic figure.
What are you hoping to see from the state budget this year in terms of help for the city financially and the city aid and state aid to cities?
We'd love to see that increase. You know, we're at a situation that hasn't changed in years now. And the CHIPS monies is also another factor, which we can use for the roadways to repave them. But the AIM money, you know, it's a situation where we need just the cost of operating the city. Sometimes a 2% is not feasible. So what we really need, what we'd like to see, is that the state, through our representatives, actually increase that dollar amount to help us through that process so that we can keep the, you know, stay within the tax freeze, but yet continue to provide the same services that the residents are entitled to.
I understand the city is also considering a charter change. What changes do you think should be made in the charter as this process goes along?
The first thing that we need to do is update it. There's terms in there like wards, W-A-R-D-S, and the city doesn't have wards anymore. It's all districts. Simple things like he taken out and it's he, she. So there's a lot of updating along that line. Meeting times, for example, the budget process, right? Some of the things that we ran into, you know, is in the budget process, I think it needs to be more defined. The president of the city council, you mentioned, I think it was he or another member of the council talked about, do we need 9 representatives in the city of Troy anymore? And the city's population has shrunk some. Do we really need 9? And should these 9 individuals be entitled to health insurance? So these are some of the issues. That's why we have a member from the council on the committee itself to kind of bring their ideas to the table also.